Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
What was it called?
The Rich Eisen Show.
It's your boy.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Story in Major League Baseball right now is about uniforms. Take a look at Ohtani's pants.
Break the veins.
Look at Yamamoto. You could see.
Break the veins.
Did nobody notice that you could see through?
Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider Tom Curran. Coming up, New York Times bestselling author Shea Serrano. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We talked to Daniel Jeremiah in hour number one, and I talked with him far more clearly than I just did to you to start this third hour of the program. Daniel Jeremiah was on the show in hour number one to give us a preview of the NFL Scouting Combine that I'll be co-hosting with him on Thursday all the way through to Sunday. So much to talk about on that front. Tom Curran joined us in hour number two to give us an update on what the Patriots are going to do. Brian Grazer, one of the all-time great producers of movies and TV, including the Dynasty documentary on the Patriots. He's going to be in studio tomorrow in hour number one. Michael Wilbon will be on the program as well. Raheem Morris of the Atlanta Falcons as I head off to the Indianapolis NFL Scouting Combine. And I want to thank everybody for taking in this program today. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, we re-air as soon as this third hour is over on the Roku channel. And one other thing, too, if you miss any of the show, not only can you catch it on Roku because we re-air and we repeat our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. I want to thank everybody for keeping that thing red hot. Our number one video of the weekend was Terry Bradshaw telling stories about Burt Reynolds. God, I love our audience. We love that you love what we love, quite frankly. And joining us now on this episode of The Rich Eisen Show, after Jason Concepcion was in studio on Friday and set the bar very high, to be fair and balanced, the co-host of his incredibly successful podcast, Six Trophies with Jason Concepcion and Shea Serrano, joining us right here on The Rich Eisen Show is, in fact, Shea Serrano. Good to see you, Shea.
What's up, my boy? How's life?
How are you? You're wearing a Dodger cap.
Dodger cap. I bought this hat at a Dodger game. I went with a buddy of mine named Peter in LA. He asked if I wanted to go, and I went, and I thought it was awesome. And it's like on at least one Dodger piece of paraphernalia. So I got my hat, and I'm good to go.
Excellent. Hey, Shea, I don't know if it's the internet connection or something, but if you don't mind, I'm just going to pop you off for a second and have my guy RJ try and connect with you. It's difficult to understand what you're saying. If you don't mind, I'm going to hit the pause button on that. So I want to make sure. Was he behind like all these VHS tapes or something like that?
Yeah, so Shea's gotten real big into the VHS collecting game. It's kind of a thing now with the collectibles.
Okay.
During the pandemic, sports cards went crazy. Any type of sports memorabilia, tickets. Mike, I know you're going through all your old concert and game tickets, and now VHS going through the roof.
I heard that you can get paper printed out tickets now, right? Like when I went to U2 Sphere, I actually had to pick up actual tickets.
They're bringing them back, yeah.
I hope so, because I kind of dig that.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Well, collectibles. You got the Super Bowls that you've been to, national championship games, yeah. Final Fours. All that stuff is kind of big on the collectibles market right now.
Okay.
You can get all this stuff graded. And, you know, if like first game, like, oh, Michael Jordan, Kobe's first game ticket.
Ticket.
That stuff is really popular.
When was the last time you had a paper ticket to something? Well, you have to leave your house first. But outside of that, where do you have to?
I mean, first of all, my man, you don't understand. Most of the time, I never had to pay. But the actually,
nice, ladies and gentlemen,
that's the shade.
TJ Jefferson flexing is my favorite. You, I know you love that.
I love that. Thank you, TJ.
Actually, the last Clipper game I went to was Wembanyama's first appearance at Staples. So I actually did pay.
But did you get a paper ticket? Or you?
No.
Because these days, have to flash your phone. And now, you know what? You just look in your phone wallet for those those warm and fuzzy memories.
I miss.
Like one day, you're going to show your grandkids, here, let me pull up and look at Grandpa's phone wallet.
Take a screenshot.
This is the first concert I went to.
Rich, I'm getting it.
It was on my phone because I used the Game Time app.
Hey!
Yeah. I forgot code Rich. I do admit, so I had to pay a little bit extra.
Okay.
But I have a thing where I was doing this subconsciously. I was collecting all of my ticket stubs, and I went back home in my mom's attic, and I found I'd start doing it in like 1986 with tickets. So I just have a huge box of movies, baseball, basketball, football games, stuff like that. I just kept all the ticket stubs for some reason.
But I'm psyched. Like, I've got the U2 at the Sphere. It's an actual paper ticket.
Paper ticket.
Okay.
By the way, USC is
Chase Serrano's logging back in to see if that works.
USC is going to have a fight in the Sphere.
UFC is?
Yeah. The UFC 206 is going to take place inside the
306.
Sphere. 306. I'm sorry.
By the way, what do you put on the Sphere behind you, though?
The fight.
Just. Yeah, that's true. You could have the
fight.
No, I know you could do that, but wouldn't that be?
Well, you and Mike have been there. What do you think?
Yeah, would that be jarring for the fighters?
Of course, it would be.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What if they put like fans watching from home or something? Or
that could be it. That's not bad.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if Shea Serrano is any. Are you there, Shea?
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey.
It's like you're sitting next to me.
We're back.
Literally, like you're sitting next to me.
Much better.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. What's with the Dodger cap? What's with that?
I bought this. I was in L.A. I went to a Dodger game with a buddy of mine, this guy named Peter Murrieta.
Okay.
And I loved it. I had a great time. And it's like a rule. If you are a Mexican, you have to own at least one piece of Dodger paraphernalia. So I was like, let me get my hat. I got my hat.
I didn't know. Where's that rule book? Where does that rule book exist?
We go over it at our monthly meetings. So it's like it's a very thick binder.
He's in the monthly meetings.
Yeah.
You're obviously not invited to these meetings.
So let's just jump into, if you don't mind, the NBA world, because I know there's so much, so many different places I can go with you, pop culture, certainly with that awesome collection of VHS. I'm having like a Blockbuster flashback from my high school days to your left. what did you think of that? Did you see the Clipper rebrand, Shay? Did you see the Clipper rebrand?
I did.
What do you think of it?
What do you think? When I saw it 2 seconds in, I was like, I hate this. and then after that, I started to be like, I kind of like this. I think I really like it. Maybe I love it. I kind of love it now. It looks great.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you walk me through your, I guess, your metamorphosis on this front?
So when you first look at it, you're just a little confused. What is this? What is this?
Yes.
What am I looking at? It looks like a mess. And then you look at it a little longer and you realize, oh, it's a ship and there's a sea around it. And also we've got the little nautical northeast southwest thing going on.
Yes.
And there's the undertone of a basketball on the bottom of the ship.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff going on in there. And I'm like, I like the movie National Treasure. Like, I want to peel back some layers and find some stuff. And like, there's probably a reference to Benjamin Franklin in there somewhere, and I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. I swear to you, I will.
Does that make, is Ballmer Nick Cage then on that front?
Yes.
Like, is that where we're going on that?
Yeah, he is Nick Cage.
Okay.
With all of the screaming and yelling and like, it fits perfect.
It does fit. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, how many people do you think know a Clipper is an actual boat?
I don't think a lot.
You know what I mean?
The only reason I know is because I watch a show called Ink Master. And they sometimes have to tattoo Clipper ships. That's the only reason I know.
How about that?
Wow.
All right. Shay Serrano here on the Rich Eisen Show. What is the story in the NBA right now, in your estimation? What is it?
The story, I mean, after what, last night, I was sort of thinking the Warriors haven't beaten the Nuggets in 2 years. Something crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is standing out to me. I'm, of course, in San Antonio. Wimby is the story here. He's just been incredible to watch this season. The Celtics look like maybe this is the year they make the leap. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
The Timberwolves are incredible. I went and saw Anthony Edwards in person. He's my favorite non-Spur player to watch. So when they came to San Antonio, I went to go see him. And the emergence of the Thunder is like, well, they're looking pretty scary. Those are the storylines I'm the most excited about right now.
What do you think of the Bucks coming off of the break, seemingly? Putting a pedal to the metal so far. What do you think about that?
I would like for there to be another really good team in the East. And if it's going to be somebody to do it, let's have the Bucks do it. Let's see what it looks like when Dame and Giannis are deep in the playoffs. This is the first year. We talked about this on the show. Jason and I talked about this, where it felt like this was the first year that if Dame doesn't make it at minimum to the conference finals,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to feel like he underperformed or like his team underperformed. Every year before this, he's been the underdog, beginning in his first year when they played the Rockets in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. And then he pushed them into the second round for like the first time in 14 years or whatever. But he's always been on that side of the seesaw. And now he's over here where the expectations are a little higher. I'm very excited to see what he does. I assume he's going to do great because that's what he does when it's time. But we'll see.
Shay Serrano here on the Rich Eisen Show. 6 trophies with Jason Concepcion and Shay Serrano available wherever you get your podcasts. New shows released every single Wednesday right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And so Primo, which is available on Freevee, which is available right here on the Roku platform, is based on your, this is semi-autobiographical, based on your life, Shay?
Yeah, it's a family sitcom, a single camera family sitcom based loosely based on my life growing up. In the show, you have a character who he finds out, it's the beginning of his senior year, he finds out he might have the chance to go to college. He'll be the first one in his family to do that. And he lives with his mom and then she's five very close brothers. So he has these 5 uncles who sort of stand in as like a collective surrogate father.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have a different opinion on what he should do and how he should do it. And that's sort of what the show is. We made it with Mike Schur, who is, I think, the greatest comedy showrunner of this century. He did The Office, Parks and Rec, The Good Place, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like, that's the guy who we got to work on it with. And it turned out really, I'm very proud of it. I'm really, really, really very happy about how it turned out.
He might not be happy with the choice of the Dodger hat, though. Mike Shore, Shay. You know,
we have an antagonistic relationship with regard to sports. For Christmas, for example, the writers' room, we pulled our money together and we bought him an autographed Derek Jeter baseball.
Oh,
because he's a big, yes. You know, he's the Red Sox guy.
That is not. So what do you do with it?
He sold it. He did like a charity auction and then gave the money away.
He wouldn't even accept the baseball.
He wouldn't even accept a spite gift. And then the worst thing is the show premiered. I flew out to LA. We had a little premiere party for it. And he was like, "Hey, I got you a gift." And I'm a Spurs guy. I assume he's going to give me something like the Lakers, which we do not like the Lakers or the Mavericks or the Rockets or whoever.
Yeah.
And he handed me a gift and I opened it and it was an autographed basketball card of Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker. Oh. A very thoughtful, sweet gift. And it just made me feel so much worse for giving him a gag gift.
Yes.
He's like an evil supervillain and that he just knew exactly what to do to make me feel as bad as possible.
Yeah, now don't you wish you got him a big poppy something or other? But
something, anything. Oh, I feel like a jerk.
You got the Jeter stuff, but it doesn't matter. He got the last laugh anyway on the Yankees, I'm sure. And his Celtics have won 8 in a row. He's probably feeling good. So
yeah, he's feeling great, I'm sure.
I'm sure. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
So walk me through your VHS collection over your left shoulder. What do we have right here, sir? I mean,
we have I bought a couple of VHS tapes in 2017. I actually went back to find out when the first time I did it was. Yeah. And I was at a thrift store, and they still sell them at thrift stores now. You get like 3 for $1 or something.
Yeah.
And I was at the thrift store, I saw them, I grabbed a couple just to put on a bookshelf in my office. And then I just started getting, every time I would go to the thrift store or to like the flea market or whatever, I just started grabbing more and more and more. And then I realized one day that I had like 700 or 800 of them.
Damn.
I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do with all of
these?
Great
question.
So I had my dad, I asked him, he's like very good at building stuff. And I said, "Dad, I need like a Blockbuster kind of wall to put up in my office." And then he just showed up with like a drill and some tape and a bucket. And made a wall for me. So we just have on here, this wall holds like 440 tapes. So it's my 440 favorite tapes that are up here.
Okay,
and that's what it is. It's a very silly thing. Are they
cordoned off by section, like a real Blockbuster? Is there a comedy? Is there a drama? Is there a Shannon Tweed section? Like what do you got right there, Shay? I'm just what?
I did it all alphabetical. That's okay. How I did it.
All right.
So any movie that came out before 2005, if you like it, if you thought it was fun to watch, then I probably have it in here somewhere.
What are you proudest of? Which one on the wall? Pull it.
Oh my God. I'm going to grab it.
There you go. Shay Serrano is moving back. It looks like he's in the A section or the B.
I'm in the B section. Okay,
Very good.
Here we go. This is maybe my favorite action movie of all time, or one of my favorite movies, not specifically an action movie, but it's my favorite action movie star. It's an original copy of
Bloodsport.
Wow.
Bloodsport on VHS. Come on. Come on. It took me so long to find this. Years to find it because I don't want to go on the internet. You could buy them on the eBay or whatever.
Yes.
500 tapes for $500 or whatever. But I like to find them in the wild. And so it takes you a long time to find it. But when you get it, oh, it feels so good. What a rush.
Bloodsport. Do you find yourself for not rewinding the tapes?
Shay. I do, yes, yes.
Well, you know what? But you're kind.
In arrears, my account is in arrears.
By the way, I kept Alien 2 well off of my late fee. I think I might have racked up like $40 of late fees. You got Alien 2? Is it my copy from the Staten Island Blockbuster?
Wow.
Do you got
bro,
it?
Bro, don't play with me, bro.
Cold Aliens. Aliens.
Aliens. That's right.
George, man.
I kept that underneath the driver's seat of my Honda Accord my entire senior year of high school, I think. But
what an incredible! That's if you're going to keep a tape, that's the tape to keep. Aliens, perfect movie, a perfect movie.
Do you have any requests to see if we should do this every now and then? What's on Shea Serrano's wall?
Really funny.
What do you got? What do you got?
Hey, everybody. Sorry for the abrupt ending of our podcast, but a manhole cover blew up right next to the Rich Eisen Show studio and knocked all the power out. We'll be back on Tuesday with a new edition of the Rich Eisen Show if the manhole cover doesn't swallow up the whole studio.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith right? teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.